Thank you, Sandy. I have some exciting news to report, and I know you guys are going to be so super excited when I say this, because it's exciting news. And what that means is, since we're dark on the 24th,
Yes.
The first week of December when we come back, or is it the following week when we come back, we're going to have a stack day. Thanks, Wendy. A stack day means that we're going to bring in all people of one profession to come and visit our chapter, and that profession is going to be personal trainer. And so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of homework over the week or so, and also over Thanksgiving, hoping that we will have a successful stack day. So please pull out a pen and a piece of paper so you can take down some notes. And if you don't have a pen or piece of paper in front of you, please borrow from your neighbor. I see a lot of portfolios, so I'm sure there's plenty of paper going around. So here are some suggestions that will help you get personal trainers into the room. Considering that it's Thanksgiving, a lot of people will overeat, which means that a lot of people will seek out personal trainers to help them get over the fact that they have overeaten. So you might want to ask your friends or past coworkers or anyone that you've worked with to see who they go to lose this weight. So that would be one tip or suggestion. Also, if you have ever sought anyone as a personal trainer, you might want to think back and see who that was. So jog the memory banks. Also, if you've ever thought of hiring one, or if you've ever looked in the yellow pages, those always get tossed in front of the door, so look through that. Ask your friends, your significant others, to see if they have ever hired a personal trainer. Remember the F in Facebook from Ken Rubin's Educational Moment. You can post something on Facebook saying that our B&I group is looking for a personal trainer. If you have Twitter or if you have LinkedIn, you can also conduct a search specifically for personal trainer and see who is in your network or in your friends' networks. You can also look in around your business complex. A lot of you are in a business area or a complex that may have a personal trainer or a gym, something to that capacity. There's also 24-hour fitness. A lot of those are independent contractors who work for themselves. That's another good idea. Also, ask your network and let them know that you're looking for a personal trainer. You can tell them that you're looking for yourself or for your B&I group and see who they recommend. And entertain any suggestions that you might have for yourself. So those are a couple of different ways to look for personal trainers. And I'm hoping that when we get back from Thanksgiving, we have a successful stack day. Please try to at least search for 3 to 5 personal trainers and add them to your network. Thank you very much, and we'll see you all next week.